This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
We absolutely adore this, man. Enmore Theatre, Sydney Comedy Festival. It's on. It's on. And if you want to go see Joel Creasy, his brand new show, boom, you got to head to livenation.com.au. But you can also catch him 4 o'clock every day with Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel. Joel Creasy, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Joel.
Friends. Yeah, the show is called Boom, but I'm kind of targeting the Swifties, and she did her Eras tour, and mine's more of my Eras tour.
I love that.
So am I saying that her show went for 3.5 hours and I've managed to do it in 2.5 minutes at the end of my show? Is that a soft plant? No, that's a hard plant.
That's good.
I definitely do it every single night.
But you haven't made that many Eras over your time.
Well, I
haven't.
Because you're
so young and gorgeous.
Oh, thank you very much, Kate Ritchie. Likewise.
No. You get it right every time.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, working with Tim and Ricky Lee has taught me a lot.
how not to do it.
Yeah. How not to get dumped. But I have made some errors because I actually haven't toured properly in a good few years. So, look, I've been banned from a hotel chain. I've been held hostage in an Airbnb in LA.
What happened there?
Oh, well, I booked in to stay at an Airbnb in LA after I was dumped by my ex. For the purposes of this story, I'll call him Jeffrey, like his parents did. And I booked in with someone.
Hang on a second. I've just got the errors joke.
Oh, mate. Oh, love you,
well,
Kate.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I was like, okay, I'll just laugh along. Errors. Maybe it's the way it's pronounced. You mean mistake.
Mistake.
Okay, yes. Back to Jeffrey.
Yes, yeah,
I'm
made
up to
so
speed.
Many mistakes. No, it's fine. So he dumped me, but I found out 24 hours before I was meant to go to a Hollywood film premiere with him because he's an actor.
Sure,
let's go with that.
Sure,
okay. And I sat on that information for 20... Well, he didn't... I knew he had found someone else, but I sat on that information for 24 hours because I still wanted to go to the film premiere.
Yeah.
So I went along. I was front and centre in every single one
Jeffrey
of the photos.
Rush? It's not Jeffrey Rush.
Actually, yes, you've outed me. It was Jeffrey Rush, yes.
Wasn't there an Epstein?
Yeah.
Okay. Rush was enough, mate.
Ghislaine's actually my publicist. That's how I got on this morning. No, Jeffrey with a J. And so I made sure I was front and centre for every one of those photos, and I'm so petty that there was a big party after, and I pretended like I was drinking, but I stayed on the waters, plied him with, you know, plenty of drinks, so the next morning I could go storming into my bedroom and go, "Get up! I know everything!" It's okay, I'm medicated, I'm stable now. And he said, yeah. So I went to LA, and I went to do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and went back to LA and booked in an Airbnb, and the man held me hostage for 24 hours. And the man is the son of a very, very famous soul singer who you'll have to come to my show to find out about.
That's called a hook, everyone.
There you go. How's that for a sell? Boom!
The patience that you have to wait 24 hours.
I'm petty.
I know, but I've always thought about this.
You're building drama.
Yes.
A revenge act on a cheater. I've always thought, I wonder if you could sit on that and get them back, Kate. So even if it is your grand plan of waiting a couple of days before, you know, you always hear those stories of someone at a wedding and they say, okay, I love this man to death, but can everyone just check under their seats? And there's photos of him hooking up with,
you know, that
her
happens?
Best friend.
Yeah, that's
happened.
That must be straight weddings.
Well, Fitz, what about when you went overseas to meet a loved one and she dumped you, and then you got her back by making a couple of international phone calls and what else did you do again?
I went all the way. Kyla was her name, and I went all the way over
Kyla,
there Joel at the end of the football season, and I said,
oh yeah, and then that's in January, right?
that's correct. We usually finish around September.
Yeah,
went
no,
over
okay.
there, and she said, I'm not joking, got off the plane, went back to her house, and she said to me, I'm so glad you're here because I needed to tell you face to face that I can't do this anymore. I was in Phoenix, Arizona. We were staying at her auntie and uncle's house. I made around about 18 hours of phone calls back to Australia.
Oh no.
And left gifts in every room of the house that we cannot say on air.
Oh my gosh. Well, I did.
Surprise.
That took me a moment.
Getting warmer.
Yeah, well, I wrote my ex a letter right in the middle of the night because I was leaving the next day. And I'm like,
same ex.
And I typed it out on my computer. And then I went and sat in the kitchen and wrote it out by hand because I wanted it to be perfect. And then I sprayed it with my aftershave and handed to him as he dropped me off at the airport. Never heard from him again, but whatever. Yeah. I wrote an entire book smashing him, so I feel like I've gotten that off my chest.
So you thought that he might open that, smell your scent.
And be like, come back from Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Sure. So when can we see you here in Sydney?
I'm playing at the Enmore Theatre.
In May.
Very soon, in a couple of weeks. And it's filling out, so come along. I do a big song and dance number at the end. If you want to get involved, feel free.
You're playing the 2nd to 3rd of May. 2nd
yes,
or 3rd of
thank
May.
You. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Fitz.
Joel Creasy, can you stick around? We've got a segment we like to call Write My Reply. When you don't know how or what to reply to a text message.
Oh, I do it for all my friends. Yeah,
of
course.
Great.
I think I've done that for you in the drive studio sometimes. Like, oh, my God. This girl, she's taken 3 weeks to reply now. This is what she sent
through. Yes, you have helped me out before. Okay, we'll be perfect.
I just got a text from my mom.
Yes, because I'm a textpert, an expert at texting.
Write my reply.
I'm in love again.
That's right, we've all been in a situation, often at the start of a relationship, where you might gather around with your friends and you say, guys, help me craft something here. And you become so specific about every word
I write it out in notes first.
What about when you become nervous and you'll write the message before you actually put in who it's going to?
In
case you accidentally send it.
I think you should always sleep on it. Write a
text.
That's
good advice.
Have a little sleep and then you never send.
That's why you're so late to reply, are you? No. Sleeping on that one again, guys. All right, Mark's 27. He kissed Danielle, who's 25, at the work Christmas party last December.
Oh, my gosh.
They've never spoken about it again, but recently Danielle's been a little bit flirty. So this is a text message from Danielle to Mark.
Okay.
Here we go. Yo, Marco Polo. Sounds like a
bad start.
I've booked us a room for 10 a.m. Tell the boss you're on a call with a supplier and we can talk through the elephant in the room. Surely both of us can work it out. With a wink emoji.
That's inappropriate for the workplace.
Is it?
I don't think there's anything to break down.
It's
there.
Fairly forward, isn't it?
Well, 10 a.m. like in one of like the hot desking areas.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you're talking about a room within the building.
Yes.
I thought you meant a room at a hotel.
No, that would be even more. That would be fairly direct.
Yeah,
the thing is,
Formula One.
I think Danielle. I mean, Mark has to kind of work out where he wants to be professionally as well. So
yeah,
it's very sensitive times, 2024. You behave around colleagues. So he should be fairly generic with his reply, but it sounds like she is.
She's hubba hubba.
Surely we can both
work
it out.
In the words of Mark Holden.
Joel, can you break down first of all the opening
Marco
the
Polo.
Opening
Marco
introduction?
Polo.
You're the comic. Is
yeah,
that a
okay.
Gag?
Well, this is a heterosexual relationship, so because normally I just reply 3 eggplant emojis and 3 water spurt emojis.
We should have done a guy.
And be like, can we make it 9:30? I would say no. What about like after work, meet up for a drink or maybe a coffee? Do you think this is a sexual thing?
I think it is, but if you're talking about a meeting room for 10 a.m.
I know.
Danielle's got to work and thought, I can't hold it in any longer.
Danielle said this to Mark.
Yes.
Yes.
Mark's about to be eaten alive.
And is this the day after
power.
The Christmas party
no,
or
it's
months
a while
later?
It's a while after.
I reckon Mark's moved on, Danielle.
Maybe Danielle knows Mark has moved on and therefore she's being so direct because she might be thinking, hey, every guy likes to, you know.
What? So is she going to be...
No, they don't. Not everyone does.
Huh?
Can I also...
For all my experience being a man...
I'll speak on behalf of the men.
Well, is there a sexual reference in there with... The elephant in the room?
No, I think you're getting way too bogged down in things. I'm going to corner him in the workplace. This is affecting our working life. But I think she's done the wrong thing by being a bit flirtatious within a work environment.
Is she going to be in
no-go zone?
Her lingerie, the desk.
Because even using the term, we can both work it out.
With a winking emoji.
Yeah, so like you're going to physically work it out.
No.
We're going to really work this out until the working out is over.
Oh, well, you know, I believe in true love. You know, I'm a real romantic, so I would say...
So you think
with your dog.
Yeah, only with my dog and my dog only.
Yeah.
I'd say, do you know what? I'm going to throw caution to the wind and say, just do it. Get in there.
Joel, have you ever made out with anybody on work premises?
Kate, is now the right time to tell people?
Oh, my God. This is
fine.
So good
this
for my record. This is why I had to leave the drive show.
Finally revealed.
At 10 a.m.
No, have I? No, I did used to date a comic, and that was a mistake.
Really?
Yeah.
You did work at Nova a very long time ago,
Joel.
Oh,
I was a Casanova. Yeah,
when I was 18. Did you ever hook up with anyone as a Casanova?
No, they're all way too good looking. Also, I was on my P plates when I was a Casanova. Like, I wasn't allowed to drive the Casanova car.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I knew the boss, so that's how I got the gig.
Was that
not this time, not this time, right, like the 15 years ago in Perth at 937. No, I would say, I'd just say do it. Do you know what? Throw caution to the wind, get in there, do it, see what can happen. Just make sure there's some blinds and a lock.
Well done.
I don't think, are there locks on the work offices now?
No.
Can you lock the doors?
If this is
can.
A text from someone internally, feel free to use the drive show office because no one rocks up till about 2 p.m. and the stuff that's gone down in there is far worse.
And you've got a curtain there as well, don't you? You've got a sparkling curtain.
We've got a sparkly curtain. I wonder why that's up.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Don't look at the whiteboard.
If you want to go see Joe, it's the 2nd and the 3rd of May in Moore Theatre. It's the new show, Boom. Go to livenation.com.au or stick around this afternoon, 4 o'clock. You can catch
him. I'll be back, of course.
With Ricky Lee and Tim. Thanks for coming in, Jolie.
Mwah, love you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.